The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're on holy ground anytime we step foot in the church, but I think hearing this gospel passage proclaimed, we enter the Holy of Holies. This is Jesus praying. Jesus praying. We get to see in this passage the great and powerful love that Jesus has with his Father. And we are called at the same time to enter into that same relationship with God our Father as sons and daughters in the Son of God himself. Here we see we're in this time of the year, having celebrated the Ascension on Thursday. We're in the middle of our 9-day prayer of waiting for the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. We are a body awaiting animation. We're a body awaiting new life and new love poured into our hearts from God on high. And so it's great for us to have this prayer, Jesus' prayer, in which he prays for us as his faithful followers. Jesus' prayer for us as we seek not only to receive his love when we turn to him in prayer, but also embody that love in the mission to which he's called us, to the particular vocation to which he's called us. And Jesus has called each and every one of us in our own particular way to bring heaven to earth, to bring the love and life of God to bear in the world, to be messengers of God's forgiveness, of his mercy, to speak his truth, to reach out a helping hand to people who are in need. God has made us his body. And now he seeks to inspire in us, to breathe into us his Spirit. But we only receive his Spirit inasmuch as we ask. And we have to ask them both individually, that each and every one of us has the strength to accomplish his or her own particular vocation, but also corporately, that as a community gathered together in the name of Jesus, we likewise have the strength to be the light of the world that he calls us to be. So this is a privileged time for us in the liturgical year in the church. And we ought to see here, we want to see so desperately, that the mission of Jesus, once begun in his earthly life, continues now, that he, by going into heaven, brings heaven ever more readily to earth in and through his faithful followers. He has not abandoned us by leaving us, but he has drawn ever closer to us in a most particular way in prayer and in the sacraments, where we receive him fully so as to become what we receive. And here we beg Jesus to show us what it is he wants us to be individually and as a people. We beg him to give us the strength. We beg him to send the Holy Spirit to us, knowing that because he has set us on that mission, that he will provide for us as we seek to accomplish it, that we might be, yes, his animated body, his inspired body, of which Jesus is the head, that we can continue to live out, really not for ourselves, but for the people that we encounter, the love of God that wants to reclaim the entire world to build up his kingdom of love and truth, of justice and peace, and true prosperity for all peoples.